All right, so here we go. Jeremiah 33, verse 1 said, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time. Verse 2 begins with the words that God actually spoke to Jeremiah. And remember, we're trying to see if we can find release, restoration, renewal, or any combination of the three. This is what the Lord says. And this is a quote. This is the Lord speaking. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in this city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fight with the Babylonians. They will be filled with the dead bodies of the men I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from this city because of all its wickedness. Now listen to verse 6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin they have committed against me and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. I said I was going to read through verse 11. Now, I was planning to stop there, but maybe I should read on down to verse 16. Yeah, let's do that. Let's read through verse 16. All right, so verse 12. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without men or animals, in all its towns, there will again be pastures for shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, of the western foothills and of the Negev, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness. That's awesome. Judah will be saved. Jerusalem will live in safety. We're going to be hearing the name the Lord our righteousness. Wow, what a name. The Lord our righteousness. Well, what did you find in there? What did you see? What did you discover? Again, just focusing on release, restoration, renewal. What do you hear? All right, let's start again at verse 3. Read a few verses, see if we discover anything there. You help me with this now. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Remember, I was reminding you that even though we did not delve into it yet, a releasing to is part of the releasing component. We really delved on released from. We did not dwell on released to, but I did remind you that's part of the picture. So that said, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. That could be considered a releasing of information to Jeremiah in particular, the people in general, but a releasing of information. And this is information that they really would want to hear. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in the city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fight with the Babylonians. That's an illustration of the people of Judah doing what they can to defend themselves, tearing their homes apart, including the royal palaces, to use the materials that had been used to construct these houses and the palaces, to help them in their defense. God said, this is what's going to happen. These places will be filled with the dead bodies of the men I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from this city because of all its wickedness. Now that is punishment for sin. Verse 6, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. That sounds like it could be considered a release of blessings to the people. Health, healing, abundant peace and security. We could say that that might be considered also restoration, because remember, when we were talking about restoration and we were talking about what it is, that, you know, we were given the definition of it. We were saying that restoration is to return to a former, original, unimpaired, normal condition. Former, original, unimpaired, normal condition. And one of the things that we're hearing here is that God is going to do this for the people. He's going to restore peace and security the way they had it soon after Joshua had conquered many of the nations and had led the nation into a time of peace and stability. David helped work with God to help restore that at one point. And now God is talking about restoring that again. Now, we also talked about renewal as reviving or reestablishing, to recover one's youth, to be restored to a former state. We could possibly say that this is a form of renewal. What about the health and the healing? Restoring health to the people. And like I said, now there's some overlapping here, so let's not be too dogmatic about what we're hearing here. Some things it's really going to be clear. We're talking about one or the other. Where there's room for overlap, hey, don't sweat it. Listen to this. I will cleanse them. Well, I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. He's going to release, I would call that a release from captivity. And he says, and rebuild them as they were before. That could be considered renewal or restoration. My first option here would be to think that that might be more of a restoration than a renewal. But either way, and then listen to this beautiful promise. I will cleanse them from all the sin they have committed against me and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. That is a powerful release. That, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know I've been sharing with you one of the releases that's so important is that release from our sin. And God is saying, not only am I going to set you free from the power of your sin, I'm going to cleanse you from the filth of your sin. And I'm going to forgive all that rebellion. I'm going to treat you as though you never did that. You talk about release.